My name is Chad Callahan. I'm here with my daughter, Caitlin.
So we're here today to talk about his great-uncle and my great-great-uncle, Admiral Daniel J. Callahan. Dad, you were born about 10 years after Uncle Dan died at Guadalcanal. How did your parents talk to you about Uncle Dan?
Uncle Dan was the oldest in a family of five. He was kind of the Joe Kennedy of his family. He was the first one to go to the Naval Academy. He was the biggest, the fastest, the smartest, and so forth. And he died in Guadalcanal in 1942. Uncle Dan had a unique way of getting along with his men. Every ship he was on, he created a baseball team. He was a great catcher. In those days, you know, you couldn't drink in the Navy. In 1914, they passed a law and no alcohol was allowed on the ship. But if you were on Uncle Dan's baseball team, there was a case of beer after every practice, so everybody wanted to be on the team. So when I was 10 years old, I'd heard the stories. It didn't really have much meaning for me until I was a little bit older and understood the gravity of what happened in Guadalcanal in the Second World War and the place he had in his family.
And how did you feel when you first heard about him and heard about how he had died at Guadalcanal?
I asked my father about it, and my father heard about it when he was actually in high school. He was in Washington, D.C. He was taking a trolley car home. And he was reading over the shoulder, someone was reading the Washington Post, and that's when he found out that his uncle had died. I think another interesting thing about his life is when he was FDR's naval aide. They became very good friends. I mean, he actually lived on the presidential yacht, the USS Potomac. Bill Jr. in high school would go down there and they'd cook cheeseburgers on the yacht, and Roosevelt would come down and they'd go fishing off Key West. And of course, this was all before the war. But I think it would be great if we could take ourselves back. It would be interesting to see what he would say about FDR.
I like that, too, because the USS Potomac is now moored only about 10 blocks from my office where I go every day. And so it's nice to know that there's a ship that has such a strong connection to our family so close to where I am. Actually, one of the only photos I have in my office is of the photo of him with the King and Queen of England and FDR and Eleanor Roosevelt on that boat right before World War II. Mm-hmm. The thing that I really like about the book, The Fighting Admiral, which was written by, I believe, a priest in the early 1950s and involved a lot of testimony from my great-great-grandfather and your great-grandfather, Charles Callahan, is that it includes a lot of that information about Uncle Dan. So much about what I know about him is almost hagiographical, and it's hard to imagine who he was as a person because he's come down to my generation in this sort of pristine Navy hero form, but in that book and in a lot of the letters that are included in that book, you see that he loved baseball and he loved ice cream and he didn't like heat and humidity in the East Coast summers and he loved Yosemite. Those kinds of details are very important, and I think it's hard for them to transmit beyond the generation that knew him when he was alive.